it's important to point out that the Great Reset being planned by the globalists may also turn against them. The Great Reset also takes down the fiat currencies. And while the globalists are trying to push us into a new central bank digital currency system that they control, the risk from their point of view is that instead the people reject it and move to their own alternative parallel systems. The Great Reset actually might be the thing that takes down the globalists and sets humanity free. And along those lines, humanity has solutions for everything. I've covered this recently as well. Low energy nuclear reactions, cold fusion. Technology is real. It exists. We can heat water at very low cost. We can multiply energy. We can generate electricity. And then we have these materials that I was covering, thermophotovoltaic systems that can convert heat into direct current electricity through these exotic materials with about 40% efficiency in that case. Pretty cool stuff. We know how to cure cancer. We know how to beat COVID. We know how to build an honest money system that's backed by gold and silver, by the way. We've got peer-to-peer distributed blockchain technology that could be applied to all kinds of things like protecting free speech, making systems that are censorship resistant. And also, we the people, we've built our own platforms. We've built not just crypto privacy coin systems. We've built, you know, free speech video hosting systems. We've built social media platforms. We've built alternative e-commerce systems and much more. And we the people, we own the firearms companies, the ammunition manufacturers, the oil drilling rigs, and all kinds of things that are crucial for the infrastructure. So look, I want to say we need to maintain a positive attitude about where all this is going, because if we stay sharp and if we move decisively, we can turn this Great Reset against the globalists, and we can come out on top, and we can dismantle their systems of control. We can, in effect, oversee the collapse of their evil tyranny. You understand that when they can't print money, and when the people don't sign up for their twisted Orwellian digital money system, it means that the central bank no longer has the power to buy influence everywhere. If they can't print money, they collapse. Now, printing money is, that's about the only weapon they have. And they use it to buy off everybody. They use it to bribe people and have kickbacks and win elections through corruption and fraud, all kinds of things. Well, when the currencies collapse, which is being engineered, the people simply need to be informed enough to make a choice, choose something other than going under a new system of digital money enslavement and choose alternative systems. We can choose to trade food and seeds and energy with each other. We can choose to operate locally. We can choose decentralization. And that's what scares the globalists the most, is that in this transition, they might lose control. And that's why they want to have, you know, military in the streets. That's why they want martial law. That's why they want everybody to be tightly controlled with food scarcity and energy scarcity and so on. They're creating all of these scarce situations as systems of control. But if we overcome these lunatics, well, tyrants, globalists, anti-humanists, if we overcome them, you realize that nobody ever has to go hungry again on planet Earth. We have the technology to grow food inexpensively, to grow nutritious food. We know how to scale up food production systems, and we can combine things like cold fusion with, you know, thermophotovoltaic systems, like I said, and we can combine that with suspended net pot non-circulating hydroponic systems, massive scalability. We can grow food year-round in every city in the world, even in the winter, with these simple technologies, solid state systems that really have almost no moving parts, and we can feed the world. We have the technology to do it. It's just been suppressed this entire time. We don't need any energy scarcity because we can generate energy from those systems. We don't have to wage war over resource scarcity because there's more than enough abundance to go around. Understand that when you see wars, especially when you see the United States waging war or provoking war, like the U.S. has done with Russia in Ukraine, or what the U.S. did in the Middle East, Desert Storm and Afghanistan and all that. It was always about resources. It was mostly about energy, all those wars. Desert Storm, it was about oil. Afghanistan, it was about oil and also, you know, growing opium. And then Ukraine and Russia, it's about natural gas and oil. It's almost always about energy. And those wars come from scarcity. And that has been the plan of the globalists for our lifetimes and even much longer, is to for them to push disease and make everybody sick, or to push food inflation and make everybody hungry, or push energy scarcity and make everybody poor. And then they tax you in order to control you and make sure you never have too much money to get ahead. Taxes are not about raising money or revenue for the government. It's about suppressing the people. It's always been about that. They can print the money they need. They don't need to tax you. Taxes are just about keeping you down. And the same thing with vaccines, about keeping you sick. Pandemics, keeping you in the hospitals and killing you off, keeping you infertile. And gas prices through the roof is about keeping you poor, limiting your mobility, limiting food growth, limiting farmers, destroying local food resiliency, you see. But this entire global system of control, the backlash against that is here. People are revolting right now in many countries around the world, not just Sri Lanka and Panama, but also there's a revolt in Canada and France and the Netherlands, and to some extent in the USA. Revolts are forming in Australia, many other places, all over the world. You're going to see a lot more of that in the next several months, for sure. Because people don't want to die from starvation and freezing to death across Western Europe this coming winter. And look, people are going to rise up and lash out. And this global reset is coming. And the question is, what are we, the people, going to do with that collapse scenario? Are we going to roll over as victims and beg the government to come save us and give us food and give us warmth? Or are we going to assert the people's rights globally and arrest the globalist criminals, remove them from power peacefully, hold honest elections instead of rigged elections, re-elect leaders who actually represent the people rather than representing big pharma and the corporations and globalist agendas, and we're going to take our nations back and we're going to take our world back? And when we the people run the world, it's a world of peace and abundance and affordable food, affordable energy, affordable vehicles, affordable housing, all of that. It's just when these globalists run things, they drive everybody into desperation and destitution. But when we the people take it back, it's going to be a golden age for humanity. So understand, maintain your optimism. We have an incredible opportunity coming up here. It's like we're flying an X-Wing fighter down the trench on the Death Star, and the portal is approaching for our, what were those, the photon torpedoes or whatever that went into the exhaust vents and blew up the Death Star. That moment for humanity is approaching. We can blow up the death cult of the globalists. I don't mean physically blow up. I mean metaphorically remove them from power through fair and free elections and making decisions to choose alternative systems, decentralized systems of everything from money, food, energy, healthcare, you know, housing, local politics, everything, education, you name it. It's all about decentralization, local control. So we are facing both perhaps the worst possible scenario and at the same time the best possible outcome, depending on what we choose to do. So keep all this in mind, folks. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. I'm also the founder of Brighteon.com. And you can, of course, hear more of my podcasts and updates on my channel at Brighteon.com. Take care.